Hello, I'm Gary, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Brooklyn Nets. Cleveland comes in with a record of 45-28. Brooklyn is 39-32 on the year. Over their last 10, Cleveland 7-3 won their last game, while Brooklyn over that span is 5-5 and has lost 3 in a row. Here are the numbers. Cleveland averages 112.2 per game and surrenders 106.6, while Brooklyn scores 113.4 and surrenders 112.8. Turnovers 12.6 per game by the Cavs, 13.1 by the Nets. Brooklyn 49.1% from the field, Cleveland 48.7%. Cleveland also shoots 36.4% from long range, while Brooklyn shoots 38.3%. Nets 79.8% from the free throw line, while the Cavs are 77.8%. And lastly, you have bench scoring. Cleveland struggles in this department, just 28 points per game from its bench, 34.8 from the second squad of the Nets. Brooklyn won the first meeting of these two teams, 125-117. They are the home team here. Cleveland is healthy, but Ben Simmons remains out for Brooklyn. As for a prediction in this one, this could go either way. I think this game is very close. I think Brooklyn's going to have to get big minutes from their starters. I'm sorry, Cleveland's going to have to get big minutes from their starters because their bench is not very productive. Can their starters outperform the Nets starters by a wide enough margin to make up that almost 7-point difference in bench scoring? I think that's going to be the real challenge. If Cleveland's able to do that on the road, I think they can win. But I think this game is close and can go either way. My hunch is the Nets find a way to win tonight, so I'm going with the hometown Brooklyn squad. But this game could go either way. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Cleveland and Brooklyn. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer with Stacking NBA with a betting preview between the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Brooklyn Nets. The lines are currently open in the favor of the Cleveland Cavaliers on the road, sitting at 2.5 in the spread with the over-under of 219.5. Now, when we look at these two teams on the offensive end, right now they're both kind of struggling in the middle of the pack and a little bit below the middle of the pack when it comes to points per game. Cleveland right now is currently ranked 25th overall, averaging 112.2 points. And right now, Brooklyn right now is averaging around 113.4, currently ranked 20th overall. Now, Brooklyn right now is sitting on the outside of the top 10 when it comes to points allowed right now, currently ranked 12th overall, allowing and averaging 112.6 points, while Cleveland is one of the better teams defensively right now, currently ranked first overall, averaging and allowing 106.5. Now look, you add this all up right now, and you're looking at the over if you're just going off points per game, and I would consider taking that. If you look at the last 8 games overall, the over has been favored 6-2 in that category, so I would definitely lean and take the over in this game. Now, one player I'm definitely going to take the over on right now is Donovan Mitchell. It's currently now sitting at 26.5. I would definitely lean and take the over net. I know he had 15 points last time he played against Brooklyn right now, but look at his season average. He averaged number 8 overall in NBA in scoring, averaging 27.4 points. And if you look at his last 9 games right now, he's been averaging 29.2. So I would definitely lean and take the over on the points for Donovan Mitchell. I would also take the over on the points for Darius Garland. Right now, it's sitting at 21.5. Look, last time he played Brooklyn, he had 46 points. I'm definitely going to be taking the over on Darius Garland in this game. Now, Mikal Bridges, another one I like on the net side. His season average right now is around 19.2, but it's currently on the player prop side sitting at 23.5. Now, look at his last 10 games. He's been averaging 27.1. He's definitely becoming the go-to scorer for the Brooklyn Nets. So I would definitely lean and take the over on the points for Mikal Bridges. Now, when it comes to his overall spread, I do like Brooklyn in this one. And the reason why right now, no Jared Allen, so I think that's going to be a little bit struggling on their defensive side. I think that's one of the reasons why they're one of the better defensive teams right now. If you look at it right now, their against the spread has been 3-7-1. In their last 11 games in Brooklyn. So I would definitely lean towards Brooklyn right now, just off what's trending on the spread in this, and I would take the over in this game as well. That's our look at the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Brooklyn Nets. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking NBA.